Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually, physically, and mentally fit. Well, you know, on Thursdays, I usually have my authors on to talk about transformation and give up the struggle. But no, tonight we're going to focus again on the total body, mind, and spirit. Are you ready to spring clean your medicine cabinet and diet? That's right. What happens when you don't get enough minerals, trace elements, or vitamins? Or nutrients in your diet? Is there a potential deficit? That sometimes depends on the mineral itself, but maybe it could be also your diet. Are you eating enough fruits and vegetables? Are you eating the right amount? Are you eating anything that's good at all? We're going to find out from Lorraine DeGraff coming up in a few minutes after this commercial.
Virtual Book Tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
Well, I'm back. Spring cleaning your medicine cabinet and diet. Though born in the United States, Lorraine R. DeGraff considers herself the international person due to her family military background. Her father's assignments led the family through the States and overseas. She is a Duke University graduate and a recipient of a master's degree in graphic design from Pratt Institute. Whoa, Pratt, that is really phenomenal. Pursuing a childhood dream of writing career, earned an advanced degree through the Institute of Children's Literature in West Reading, Connecticut. DeGraff currently lives in Queens, New York with her husband and five children. And believe me, she's looking good for a mother with five children. Based on her interest in the human body and his ability to heal herself, DeGraff turned her writing focus into the area of alternative health. Her knowledge is in this area obtained through extensive research and hands-on experience growing and preparing organic herbs and produced beneficial to the body, laid a foundation for the writing of The Complete Guide to Growing and Using Wheatgrass. DeGraff believes individuals can make better decisions for their personal health if they are better informed of the choices available to them. Let me welcome Laura DeGraff. Are you there, Lorraine DeGraff. Lorraine, are you there? I apologize. I'm so used to talking to somebody else, and I called you Lorraine. It's Lorraine, right?
Lorraine. I have a daughter named Laura, though, but I'm Lorraine.
I don't know where I get Laura. I apologize. It's Lorraine, everybody.
No
Lorraine,
problem.
Lord have mercy. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, because when you talk about spring cleaning your medicine cabinet and diet, and if you have a deficiency, boy, that really shocked my mind. I'm beginning to wonder if I'm eating enough fruits and vegetables. I'm eating right at all. Go ahead. Tell us about yourself.
Well, many times we have that desire to eat right, but it's not always easy, even though we think we're eating right. Well, right now I have a desire to spread the message of health and wellness. This is connecting me with Health Media Group, where I work. Health Media is a marketing company that encourages individuals to take personal responsibility for their well-being by education on the fundamentals of a lifestyle that flourishes. And also I have embraced health coaching because I want to help people achieve optimal health. And I have realized working with Health Media that there's so much that we can do and people don't really know about it. So I'm here to, as a health educator also to let people know that there are things that can be done to help the body to overcome the deficiencies that are caused by a lack of nutrients. I've also done some studying with Jordan Rubin and the Beyond Organic University program and have embraced the philosophy of Dr. Joel Wallach. He is called the mineral doctor, and his philosophy on mineral deficiencies is that, yes, once we put these things into the body, as we know, can self-heal because that's the way God made it, but sometimes we don't quite know how to make it work properly. So we're here just trying to help spread the message of hope and the message of healing, because the body can't overcome these deficiencies. We just have to give it the right tools.
So what do you mean by nutrition deficiencies? Because, see, I eat my, okay, I eat my fruits and vegetables. No, I don't drink milk. I eat everything, but I don't eat red meat, that is. So do you think I could be lacking something?
Well, most likely you are lacking something, and the reason why I say that is because, according to Dr. Joel Wallach, who's done extensive research on deficiencies and mineral and nutrient deficiencies, there are 90 nutrients that are essential to the human health. Okay, and a deficiency in any one of these nutrients can lead to or cause, on the average, of 10 diseases. For example, a deficiency in copper can lead to premature gray hair or aneurysm and stroke. The 90 essential nutrients, they fall into four categories. We have the amino acids, we have the fatty acids, and we have your vitamins, and we have your minerals. And many times we hear about how we need to take our vitamins, and we know about vitamin D and vitamin E, but there are also many minerals, and there's 60 of them. And you may not have even heard of three-fourths of them that the body needs every day. They are essential to the body. So the reason why I'm saying that you are probably lacking, and most of us are, because we're not getting it from the food today. And even if you think you're eating your organic apples and your organic pears because of depletion in the soil, because the minerals come from the soil, and that's the problem, because of soil erosion, because of acid rain, because of conventional farming methods, the soil does not have the nutrients and the minerals it once did. So today, in America today, yes, we're eating food and we're trying to be healthy, but very most likely almost all of us have some kind of deficiency.
Boy. So when you mean by deficiency, even though, let's say I might take yogurt or eat ice cream occasionally, I'm still lacking. So that's what deficiency means, meaning I'm lacking in that particular mineral, lacking in that trace element, lacking in that vitamin, because I'm not taking enough of it. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yes, not taking enough of it, and you might not be taking it at all because, for instance, the trace mineral is selenium. Selenium is not really found in the soil today. It was there at one point in time because there was a time when we used to burn, or I should say our grandparents or great-grandparents used to burn the wood, and that those ashes are actually minerals, and they would throw that ash across the garden, and that would go into the soil, and then when they grow their vegetables, the vegetables would take up the minerals. But now because of, we don't do that anymore, not too often, we have electricity now. So that's one way that the soil used to be replenished. We don't have that anymore. So the soil is very, very deplete. And I think today with the way that they farm, they're not letting the land rest. They used to let the land rest so we could rebuild. But now everything is just grow and plant, and you're planting on the same soil over and over again. And even though it's depleted, you're still planting on it, and you're trying to boost it with all these different artificial vitamins and minerals, and it's not working because America's a very sick nation.
You know, Lorraine, you are really, truly right, truly, truly. Let's even go further than that. Let's go back to the Indians when they roamed this great nation of ours, the America nation. They used to roam, and there's a reason why they roam, because when they plant and soil and did everything they can, like you said, it would deplete, and they knew it for some reason, and then they moved to another area of the state or the country or wherever they roamed to. And the reason why, because what you just said, because of planting, because they let that ground replenish itself. And then what happened is when they finished that B area, they might find another C area and then go back to A. But you're right, we don't rotate the land or rotate our crops. So as you say, our soil become very depleted, especially for like zinc. Remember in our science books, they had the picture of a very tall man and a short man. You ever seen those pictures?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen, well, they have a tall man and a short man. They're the same age, but one had zinc in the diet and the other one didn't.
Right.
So I want you to again repeat that before I... Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, it's very interesting because I have friends that come from the West Indies, and they when they go back to the islands and they eat from the soil, the food grown there, then their bodies thrive and their bodies prosper. But when they come back to the United States and start once again eating off the American soil, then the body has problems. So definitely there's a problem with American soil today.
And you're so right. And I want to emphasize and stay here just for a minute for my listeners out there, especially those that are gardening and you keep gardening the same area. There's a reason to toil, add new soil, add nutrients to that soil because, as you said, because we're depleting the soil of its basic nutrient value, and it won't get into our fruits and vegetables. And one other thing I want to mention, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Lorraine. I went to the botanical garden, and they talked about how corn was very small, the ears, and how it would release the seeds into the ground, and those seeds would actually grow more plants. But now because of, I guess, that GMO, because of these manufacturers, they stopped that, but that it won't release the seeds, you know, seedless tomatoes, seedless this, seedless, when there's supposed to be a need. And the reason why, because that's where the nutrient base is. Boy, this is really good. This is good. So, okay, the soil. But what other thing that's lacking there? What about our body? You know, sometimes I heard our body don't absorb the mineral. Like I might take calcium, you take calcium, but my body might not absorb as much as your body. Does that happen too?
Well, yes. Well, everybody's body is different, and everybody has different needs. And you need, as far as calcium is very important, and it can lead. A lack of calcium can lead up to a whole list of problems, including arthritis, back pain, Bell's palsy, bone spurs, brittle nails, bone fractures, things you wouldn't even think is related to calcium. If you have a deficiency, especially if you have a extreme deficiency in calcium, your kidney stones and all those different things, osteoporosis, that's a result of a calcium deficiency. And even things as when you have those problems with your mouth, receding gums, some people think it's a dental problem. It's you're receding gums and you end up losing your teeth. But all that also is because of a calcium deficiency. You have osteoporosis of your jaw. The jawbone is melting away. Because what will happen is the blood will take the calcium from the bones in order to support the heart. Now, the heart, the lungs, and all those things right there in the torso are very, very important organs. Now, the blood is going to take what it needs from the bones to support the heart and the other organs. So even if you go and have, like, oh, let me just check my calcium levels. Let me just go get a blood test. And the doctor might check your calcium through the blood test and say, oh, your calcium levels are fine. But you know that you have aches and pains, and then later on you might start losing your teeth, or you might have a hip problem or break a bone, and that's because the blood will take what it needs from the bones to support the heart.
You're scaring me. Because I never thought about it. As much science I had, Lorraine, I never thought about, again, the receding gum line due to the lack of calcium. Now I get it. And then, you know, my one right side of my body, Lorraine, is the hip, the knee. Well, the knee hurt first, then it go down to the ankle. When I put the little ointment on the ankle, it's fine. Then it go back up to the knee. Then it go back. Ooh, boy, I need to get in there and start taking my calcium.
Yes, it sounds like what you're doing is covering up the symptoms. You're trying to pacify the symptoms rather than trying to fix the root problem. And with the calcium, too, you can't just say, oh, let me just take calcium because I need calcium, and then you start taking mega doses of calcium because you have to have a balance. And calcium needs magnesium also for it to be absorbed properly. So you can't just like, oh, let me run out and grab a bottle of calcium and just let me take all this bottle of calcium for the week. So you have to be careful with that, too, because there is a balance of nutrients. So you have to know the proper balance in order for the body to function as it should.
So we usually see the calcium and the vitamin D together, but you say we also need the magnesium to help absorb both of them and get into the system.
Well, you need that, but according to Doc Wallach, you need 90 nutrients. You need your 16 vitamins and your 60 minerals. You need your omega-3s. You need the essential fatty acids, omega-3, omega-6, and omega-9, and 12 amino acids every day for the body to function at its best. 90 nutrients. Mm-hmm. So many times we don't hear about those minerals, but those are minerals, and those trace amount of minerals. And it might be like a small amount that you need, but don't get it. Mm-hmm. Don't let the body get it for any length of time, and then you will be the result will be some type of ailment, and perhaps later on down the road, some chronic disease.
So let's stay with this calcium because, you know, I'm a woman over 60, and I don't get out in the sun as much because, you know, the hours, you know, like from I would go to work in the dark, but I come back around 2 or 3, I used to. But for those that go to work in the dark and come back in the dark and don't get enough sun, so therefore we need that vitamin D for bones, so we also need that calcium. So, what about the foods? Can it get it from the foods?
Well, the problem with the food is you can get vitamins. Vitamins, essential fatty acids, all these things can be gotten from foods. If you eat a disciplined, well-rounded diet, you can get practically all the amino acids, fatty acids, and the vitamins that you need, possibly from the food. But it is practically impossible to get all the minerals you need, regardless of what kind or what quantity of food you eat. Why is this so? Because human beings, ideally, we get minerals by eating foods such as vegetables, fruit, and grains. However, such foods are grown on those soils, which are massively deficient in minerals. And this was documented by the findings reported at 1993, the World Eco Summit in the Rio de Janeiro, that these soils are deplete. And so, therefore, we can eat the foods, but we're eating and we're still sick. We're still feeling, you know, you think you're, oh, I'm eating healthy. I know I'm eating healthy, but I still don't feel well. It's because that you don't have the minerals in the food because it's not in the soil.
Ooh, boy, I hope my listeners listening out there that, you know, think about how your food is, where it's coming from, and then you probably destroy some of these minerals and vitamins by the way you cook the frying and high-temperature foods
instead of eating some
raw fruits and vegetables. This is just maybe that's why we're suffering so much today because, like you said, the buildup of all these cities and buildings, the lack of good soil, the foundation.
Well.
So my question to you is, since the food is inadequate, the soil is inadequate, and then you would say, can we take a pill then?
Well, it depends. You can't just take a pill, but Doc Waller has created a great formula. Waller, just a background on him, he used to be a veterinarian. He worked as a young boy. He worked on a farm, and he worked also with Mutual of Omaha's Well Kingdom's Marlon Perkins. And he took care of animals. But what he noticed was that the animals were well, but people around him were sick, and it puzzled him. Why are the animals well? Why don't the animals have all these different diseases that the people do? And they made every effort to give these animals 100% of the nutrients that they need. So he took note of that. He says, well, the animals get 100% of what they need, but it seems like we're not getting, as humans, 100% of what we need, including babies. The formulas are lacking. They only have a certain amount of the minerals. So what happened to the rest of the minerals? So the babies from the beginning are not getting what they need. So Dr. Wallach, he says, well, you know, he transferred his knowledge, I guess, working with the animals. He went back and became a naturopath, and he applied the knowledge to human beings, and he was able to come up with a formula that he calls the Mighty 90, 90 for Life, which he uses to restore the health in human beings.
So it's the 90 for 90, or 90, excuse me, 90 for 90.
It's
wow.
Nice.
So we need all this, you said,
life.
Not just
minerals
one.
Life. No, and he would say, okay, if you have a recipe, if you want to make a cake, and you only put in the eggs and the flour and the sugar, then you will not have a cake. So you have to use all the ingredients in that recipe to make that cake. So therefore, the human body, you need to get that optimal wellness, you need all 90 of those nutrients in the body on a daily basis.
So in other words, don't put the frosting on the body before you work the inside, not all that makeup and hairstyles and everything.
There's an underlying problem. Many times the ailments are symptoms. It's not the problem. It's the symptoms. And then when you go to the doctor, many times they try to give you something to help you with the symptoms. But then, you know, if you feel good for a little while, but then it wears off because the underlying problem, the root of the problem is still there. We have to address the root of the problem. And many times if it's something that's lacking in the system. Not that it can't be corrected, but you just have to know how to correct it and what to do to correct it.
Lorraine, you preaching tonight because you're thinking the mineral, the foods, because the foods are grown from the soil, and now we got to look at, okay, we got to put the other layer of the cake, we got to take, you said mighty for 90, right? Am I pronouncing it right?
The mighty 90, the 90 for life,
the
90 nutrients
90.
For life.
Okay, 90 nutrients for life. Let me get that right for my listeners. The 90 nutrients for life. Oh, my God. They're thinking, ooh, like I'm thinking, ooh, that's a lot there. Now, if we're taking this, does our body absorb all at one time, or they release certain minerals and certain vitamins at one time when you're taking this 90 for life?
Well, the 90 for life, is usually if there's a multivitamin, and then there's the osteocalcium that goes with it, and then the essential fatty acids. So it's it can be taken over a course of maybe a period of time, but it's every day you need to ingest these nutrients. And it's amazing what can be done with the body once these things are put back in. I've heard of Alzheimer's being reversed. I've heard of the diabetes is a chromium and vanadium deficiency. I've heard of it being restored, under 4 months by just restoring the vanadium and the chromium to the right place. So it's amazing what can be reversed once you give the body the raw tools that it needs to heal. The body can self-heal, but it just needs to be given the raw material in order to kick off the action.
So what about, is there a certain age, do you think, I'm at 60, so do I lack more than the average woman of 20 or 35?
Well, everyone is different, and I think from the moment of conception, that's when the body really needs to start consuming and absorbing these nutrients. Now, a baby is going to take what it needs from the mother's body, and if the mother is lacking, and even if the father is lacking, then there might be a possibility of a birth defect because the mother's lacking in maybe a variety of nutrients and the father lacking too. So that baby doesn't have the best chance as if the mother was fully well and the father fully well. Now, they might think they're well and not really realizing. But these things are what causes birth defects, just a lack on the mother's part. But the baby will take what it needs. It will take what it needs from the body. And then if that mother doesn't replenish and another baby comes along, that baby's going to take whatever's left from that first baby. And so the woman is just going down in her body, and then she'll feel it sometime down the road, and that's why she tends to lose her teeth, and she tends to start having problems with breaking, with bones being brittle, because the baby's probably took all the calcium. The baby's took all the calcium, and then she's left. So I would say the older you are, yes, you are very deficient depending on your age. You could say that, and depending on how many children that maybe you had, and maybe depending also on your location, the way you eat. Maybe if you live on one of the islands, you might not be as deficient as someone that's living in America. So it all depends on the different circumstances that you are, or your environment.
And that's true when you were saying, because when I was learning nutrition, we always think it's the mother. We always talk to the mother. You got to get your diet right. You got to do this. You got to do that. But we fail to mention, too, and people need this before they start to conceive, the mother conceive, that the father also, for my listeners out there, yes, the men also has to be healthy, because a lot of time it does cause defects, neural defects, that they don't have enough folic acid in the system, even though it's the woman that carries most of it and not the men. But still, the men, I want you to listen out there, listeners, the men, your husbands, you got to get them healthy, because if you want to have a baby, it's both. Husband and wife got to be healthy, because what happened is as soon as the baby is born, all that nutrients it got from the mother and father, it now has to work on its system. What we also learn with babies, the iron, the mother's iron deficient, and then baby will be iron deficient, because the baby what absorbs all the iron from the mother, and that's why we say at 6 months they got to start feeding them and they got to take in something with iron, because what happened is that's when their body kick in to produce their own iron. But if you're not healthy going into that pregnancy, then the chances are that your baby will not be healthy too. So I'm glad you brought that up, Lorraine. I'm glad you brought that
up. And also with the formulas today, a lot of the formulas are also deficient of the all the 100% minerals they need, the different formulas on the market. And even though they say that breastfeeding is the best way, but if you're breastfeeding, and that might be optimal nutrition for that baby, but if that mother is yet negligent or yet deficient, that breast milk is still deficient in the nutrients it needs to supply the baby.
And that's true, because a woman's constantly under her stress. The body is under stress. She's still, when she comes home, she's taking care of family, taking care of husband. And she's doing all these things, which is stressful, and that's why for some it's hard for them to breast milk, because they're tensed up and they're not relaxed. In other cultures, the woman, when she's pregnant, the older women take care of her, and even after the baby is born, they nourish the person, they bathe her, they try to make her healthy for recovery, as well as the baby, but we don't do that here in America. So what about the men? We talk about the women. What about the men? Because we all look at them as muscle-bound and everything. Do they have any deficiencies too?
Well, they have deficiencies as well, because they're eating the same food from the same depleted soils. And the thing with the men, I know later on I'm think we may get into a little bit about the exercise, but I know women and men, especially if they exercise, they need to be very careful to supplement, because if a man, especially if he's working out and he's sweating, he's not sweating water, he's sweating minerals. He's sweating minerals out of his body, and if he's not putting those minerals back in, then that's a problem. And that's why many times we hear about these athletes, they seem like they're healthy and strong, and then just collapse, fall down dead, just like that. It's not really just like that. It's been a mineral deficiency that's been working all along, and then all of a sudden it just seems they just dropped. But it's maybe an aneurysm or something that's been there developing over a period of time, because the body is not getting what it needs, and they're continually pushing the body, sweating out all the nutrients and not replenishing the nutrients. So the men have to be especially careful, or even women that work out, you have to be very careful with that.
That's another great point. I'm glad you mentioned it, because when we do sweat, that's the very first thing men or women go. They go for something they're supposed to, well, they're supposed to drink water, and water doesn't have the nutrients, and it don't have a high amount. And Gatorade was formulated in Florida, but I forgot what university, for that mere reason. It has like a glucose polymer and some nutrients as well as minerals in it, because like you said, then those guys would pass out after a workout, you know. And some resulted in deaths, but some of those deaths is because, if I remember, this man gave his son orange juice. They stopped at McDonald's before his bout with the playing in the football, you know, practice. When you're drinking something that's too high in sugar and not that glucose polymer, we got to let our listeners know, you're right. What happened is the sugar, not the liquid, is really getting into the system, and it can cause them dehydration. Believe it or not, if you have a high intake of sugar, it's make it like your blood syrupy, and it would cause dehydration. So that's a factor too. So, but I'm glad you brought that up as well. We have to replenish the minerals, because that is what is really being released, and not just the water. That is such a good point. I'm glad you said that. So we are spring cleaning your medicine and cabinet and diet, people. So I want you to listen to this, because this is grateful information that Lorraine is talking about, especially, you know, we never thought about our food being, well, I guess, nutrient deficiency, but we always think about it's because it's coming from a faraway place, and by the time it's being stored, that's another factor, stored somewhere, and then the time it gets to the East Coast, it lost some of our nutrient balance. And so we have to look at what kind of foods that we are buying and try to cook them as soon as possible, or don't have them in your kitchen too long, because, again, they lose some nutrients. Now, you said about his pills and everything. Well, what about when somebody don't know? Because a lot of people, especially the 20 and 30-year-olds, they're drinking, they're having a good time out there. They think they're healthy, you know, they're exercising. When we go to a doctor, should we ask for anything? Well, how do I know if I'm, you know, lacking in something or not?
Well, it's very important that you take charge of your own health. You may go to a doctor and they may say that you're fine, just as I mentioned with someone getting their blood tested. I know I have a friend of mine who, she felt that there were some problems with herself, because she just felt that way. Sometimes you just don't feel right. And she thought maybe she was having problems with calcium, and she could feel it in her bones aching, her feet can't stand up properly, and she wouldn't have her calcium levels tested. And they took the blood test, and they said her calcium levels were fine. But then, you know, so she continues on. And then the problem continued. And then down the road, they tell her that she has severe osteoporosis. Okay, well, they didn't say anything before, but this is what happens a lot, because a lot of times the medical doctor, they're not schooled in nutrition. When they go to school, they learn about drugs. They learn how to, pacify the symptoms. You're hurting right now, and we can give you something to make you feel better for the moment. But they're not really schooled in nutrition in that way, that they can be able to, educate you on how to take care of your body from a nutritional viewpoint. So I would challenge everybody to get under the burden to become your own doctor. You need to take your health into your own hands. You need to start researching. You need to start comparing facts. There's a lot of information out there. Of course, there's a lot of myths, too, a lot of nutritional myths. I work with Health Media Group, and I interview a lot of holistic doctors. Not too long ago, I interviewed Johnny Bowden. They call him the nutrition mythbuster. And one of the myths is about the cholesterol. And a lot of times the doctors will say you need to go on a cholesterol-lowering diet. You need to not eat the yellow part of the eggs because they're not good. But that's on the contrary. We need the yolks of the eggs because we need the cholesterol. The brain, the myelin, which is the white part of the brain, is 75% cholesterol. And we need that cholesterol in the brain for the brain to function. And we start having problems with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS and all these different dementias because the cholesterol is being deficient from the brain, and then the nerves get kind of like mixed up and wired across in there, and that causes those deficiencies and those dementias. So we need that cholesterol. So it's not exactly true that we don't need cholesterol and that eating eggs will cause you to have too much cholesterol. So we have to be careful and investigate the things that we hear. Take a burden upon yourself. It's your health. It's your health, and who's going to take better care of you than you, really? So because it's you. So you have to be able to get a burden for yourself and do some research and investigate and see, you know, what is right and what is wrong, because there are a lot of things that are out there in the media perpetrating also that are not exactly true.
I don't mean to laugh at one part, Lorraine. You know what you said? The doctors learn about drugs. The first thing that came to my mind, which is true, but I said, oh, they learned about the drugs. My listeners and I knew what you talk about, the pharmaceutical drugs. But it was just so cute the way you said it. I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
It's true. They don't teach them nutrition. They don't have time. They have to learn about the drugs and learn about other things. There's so much they have to know. And drugs are being manufactured and produced so many every day. You know, they go to their, what they call it, that PDF book. I can't remember what that physician's reference. Yeah, the PDR. And you should see it. It's thick. It's over 1,000 pages. But you know, just recently they came out, the Academy of Sciences came out and was saying, we got to stop telling people about the cholesterol, like you said, that they can't have no more than 3 yolks a week when they can have more because, again, and for listeners out there, cholesterol, just as you said, helps with brain cells, the neural cells, as well as sex, you know, cells. So we need that yolk, and we were telling people, beware, 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 but now they realize it has nothing to do with the cholesterol itself, the egg, which is good. I'm glad you raised that point, too. So my listeners out there.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's quite interesting because a lot of information is really in the medical journals. A lot of it is in the medical journals, but it seems like they just don't go by it. They don't. I interviewed another doctor who he had a problem with his son. His son was very obese, and in trying to find the information, he couldn't understand what to do to help him. He went back to the medical journals, and he found the answers were right there in the medical journals as far as nutrition was concerned. So it's not that it's not there, but many times it's overlooked.
It's overlooked because of all we're bombarded with information. When I used to work in a doctor's office, you had the pharmaceutical, what you say, the drug companies come, and here they give us, provide us nice elaborate lunches, you know, the water, the gifts and everything. So they hound them, so to speak, as we got a new drug out, can do this, we can do that. And sometimes before it's even tested, I remember there was one about some diabetes that people can inhale it, etc., something called like that, and diabetes medication. And then we were busy trying to get our people on there, but then now what happened, 6 months after that, they had to take it off the market. So again, what we really need to go back, as you said, is back to the basics. Is teaching people how to garden in their backyard or on the patio, like I do. I'm also a master gardener. Teaching farmers or helping farmers to rotate, because we're not putting money. A lot of them are losing their, you know, farm. We're importing a lot of fruits and vegetables from other countries. We don't know how their, you know, soil is. So that's when it begins with the basis, and then how to prepare the food, because everybody absorbs, like you said, the minerals and vitamins and trace elements differently.
Yes.
And if you're in a city with the pollution and all that's going on, and what you said, the acid rain and everything, it's just really eating up our foods, which in turn eat us up, which in turn eats up our minds. So let's talk about exercise here. Does that have any play in us becoming deficient, or does it help us with our minerals and trace elements and vitamins that we take in?
Well, I think it's good to do, well, the Bible says do everything in moderation. So I think some exercise is good, but we have to be careful we don't go to the extremes. And we can really hurt ourselves going to the extremes, especially if the body is already deficient. You hear about a lot of athletes with injuries, you know, football players with injuries, basketball players get injuries, because the body is deficient already, and then they're just pushing the body, and it's very easy to get some type of injury. And once you're injured, many times that thing is with you for life in many cases. So you have to be very careful with exercise. Exercise is good, but I believe that you have to supplement. You have to supplement with the minerals as you're exercising, and do it in moderation.
It's a combination, and I'm glad you mentioned that too. Again, we eat the foods that are deficient, and then you're going to have these guys that are pushed to the max. And then what happens? Mm-hmm. They don't let their bones heal properly. Again, heal properly. And so therefore it doesn't heal. They're working with sponges instead of bone, compact bone.
Mm-hmm.
We got to exercise, but exercise, as you say, can be too extreme, because when you exercise over the max, you're exercising your heart. And sort of like, it's like a rubber band. You exercise and then elasticity gives way. And that's happened with our muscles, with our heart, and some of our organs. So exercise can be harmful, but it can be good. Everything, as you say, in moderation. Sleep. Is there anything on sleep with our taking in the minerals and vitamins? Sleep. Does sleep help us to heal our bodies?
Well,
I should say.
Sleep is very important. Sleep is very important, and I know that's one thing I need to do more of, is sleep. but I've what I understand, from what I understand, because I do a lot of studying late at night.
Mm.
But what I understand, though, the body rejuvenates before 12 o'clock. So your best sleep comes before midnight, and that's when the body really goes under like a rejuvenation. So when you're up late hours, multiple nights in a row, you're really harming your body, because the cells need to rest. The organs need to rest, and it's important that they get that rest before the midnight hour.
Well, that's really good. And it's good, too, because that's what the body heals ourselves, because we're giving our body time to rest instead of constantly going. We're resting.
Mm-hmm.
We got to, like you say, get into that deep, deep, deep sleep, you know, because if you don't get into that deep sleep, it increases your risk of type 2 diabetes, gallbladder, hypertension. As like you, me, because of the job I went back to at 6 o'clock in the morning, I get about 3 o'clock, 3:30, we'll have breakfast, get home at 2, and then still try to work my part-time job, do the church and other things. I would wind up going to bed, Lorraine, at 12 o'clock at night. So I wouldn't get enough sleep.
I'm
kind of whispered that. I didn't want you to hear that. You're right. So sleep, people, sleep. Get that sleep. Get that meditation. Eat right. You know. Everything. But, you know, we didn't talk about water. It has some elements in there, some trace elements.
Controversy on water. I mean, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. It's controversy on everything.
There's controversy about water, like anything else, I guess. But for purposes of water, I believe that you need a filter. I don't believe you should be drinking the tap water, because some people say, oh, my tap water, we have the best water, especially in New York, we have the best water. But there's a lot of... in that tap water. There's a lot of things that we don't need to ingest in the tap water. And you have to be careful with bottled water, because right now you're seeing they're making these bottles of the PDA-free, because the plastics seep into the water, and then you drink that, it goes into your system, and it damages your body. So you have to be careful with, and you don't know how long that's been, that bottle of water has been on that shelf in that supermarket. So you have to be careful with the bottled water. I believe the best alkaline water is very good. You have to be careful with the distilled waters and all those different waters, but alkaline water is very good because you need to put the body in an alkaline state. When the body is acid, that's grounds for disease. Say, for instance, cancer. Cancer breeds in an acid environment, but once you get the body right back in an alkaline state, then it's able to overcome disease. The immune system can overcome disease. So we have to, and it's good to drink if you can get a water source that's in like a glass bottle. If you have to store your water, to store it in a glass bottle if you can.
Oh, my God. Everybody, I hope you're all taking notes because I'm taking notes. Definitely. I know about the water that's better stored in glass than in the plastic. And distilled water means distilled, doesn't have any minerals, vitamins, or anything in it at all. Now, there are some waters they put fluoride in there, and then you have to be careful because sometimes the fluorine be a little bit too much for the kids and it make their teeth brown. So you have to be careful.
Yeah,
so again,
right.
They
yeah,
need to
very-
check with the... Yeah, very. You have to check with E-section agency. Is that EPA? Right. They have to check to see what type of water you get, hard water or soft water. And then I learned when I was at WIC program, when you brush your teeth brushing teeth, you really don't want to swallow the fluorine. The toothpaste you're not supposed to swallow. That's it. Excuse me.
Right. I would recommend a fluoride toothpaste.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I would recommend using a fluoride-free toothpaste.
It's just so much, so much. So much we have to be aware of, everything. It is a lot, but as long as we think on the path of healthiness, it can help heal our bodies. That's the thing, what you're trying to tell my listeners, and I'm glad for all this because you gave us so many good points, is that we have to be an advocate of ourselves. You have to really do, as you say, do the research, and, talk with other people that are experts in that field, so you can make better, as you say, health choices. Boy, this is really good. This is really good. So we talked about the water. We talked about, the vegetables and the minerals and the pills and everything. So is there any other thing that you want to talk about that we need to know to help heal our body?
Well, just have to be careful when we're cooking our foods, as we know that once you heat the food over a certain temperature, you're destroying the nutrients in the food. So you have to be very careful. Even with this issue with the eggs, it's better to have instead of a hard-boiled egg, it's better to have a soft-boiled egg, because once you heat that food up over a certain temperature, then you are destroying the nutrients. So you have to be very careful with how we cook the food. I'm not advocating going necessarily on a raw food diet for any length of time, because even with those different diets, you just have to be careful. Whether you're doing raw food or whether you're doing a vegetarian, you just have to be careful that you get all the nutrients, because you can be lacking in something, and you just have to be careful that you're able to supplement whatever the diet you want to be on or you desire to be on. You just have to make sure that you have all the 90 nutrients somehow. Get those supplements and supplement your body with it.
Yeah, it's really, I guess we have to go back to basics in one way and do a lot more researching and soul searching, because there are some pots and pans a friend of mine wanted to sell me that cost over $2,000, because the way they said that the food is boiled, that the nutrients stay in, is something about the way it's made, and you have to have a top on top of it so it won't, expire. What is it called again?
Oh, are they titanium pots?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
I think they
supposed
are.
To be the best.
That's the best of the best, huh?
Yes, the best of the best. So if you're going to cook your food, I would recommend using those titanium pots.
Boy.
They are expensive.
They high.
Save up for one of those.
Definitely,
that's
you got to
my,
save it, because they do.
My,
I want to tell my listeners out there, they are over $2,000.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Maybe you and a neighbor can go in together and buy her set, and then you buy your set together. But it's just how things are. We just somewhere have to reevaluate the way we buy, prepare, and cook our food, and the plastic bottles, they don't melt. out in the streets or when they go through the garbage, and I saw one in the street, and I said, boy, we really have to start taking care of our earth. And the Indians did that, and we didn't learn from the Indians because they honored the earth. They honored the earth because they figured that's where they get their food. They only killed because when they were hungry, and they didn't kill unnecessarily, like the hunters going out there. And they rotated their crops. I'm glad you mentioned that. And they didn't stay in a place too long because they knew the value of letting it replenish itself. Well,
right.
We got about 10 seconds. Lorraine, please tell everybody how they can get a hold of you or what's on your next agenda.
Okay, well, you can get a hold of me through LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN Lorraine DeGraff. Or you can go through www.writingthatspeaks.com. That's my writing website. Or you can go to thedream.longevity.com, where I talk about the nutritional. You can look in and see what all I'm talking about was the nutrients and the vitamins and the essential fatty acids and all those 90 nutrients.
Well, thank you, Lorraine. Thank you so much. I'm glad I had you on it because time, we have to spring clean in our medicine cabinet and diet and think about how we're going to help heal our bodies. Thank you so much, and you have a good evening.
Okay, let me just leave my phone number as well, 516-603-4319.
Thank you. You take care.
Yes, you take care. Thank you.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.